And right now, the day before the holiday, many of you are either on the road heading over the river and through the woods or getting ready to start that trip. One thing you'll probably do is break your journey at a rest area. If you're on the New Jersey Turnpike, it might be named after Walt Whitman or Vince Lombardi or Molly Pitcher. If you're in Washington State, you may come across the rest area that offers free wireless, free coffee, and snacks. Wherever your favorite rest area is, or maybe your least favorite, we want to hear your story. Is there one good enough that you tell the kids to hold on until you get there? 800-989-8255. Email talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation at our website, npr.org, and just click on Talk of the Nation. Deborah in San Francisco emailed to say the Iowa 80 truck stop is the world's largest truck stop with a barbershop, showers, a dentist, masseuse, 3 to 4 fast food outlets, a sit-down restaurant, gift shop, arcade games, and other entertainment. When I rode a Greyhound bus from Grinnell, Iowa to New York City, the I-80 truck stop was the only pit stop on the entire 6-hour leg from Iowa to Chicago. And this from R. Danka in Newton, Massachusetts. It's not exactly on many people's way home, but let me recommend the Patagonia Roadside Rest Area, southeast of Patagonia, Arizona. Famous among birders, many rare species have been seen there. Bring your own coffee, and there are no other facilities. Joining us now is Joanna Dowling, an historian and founder of the website restareahistory.org. She's with us from the studios of WBEZ, our member station in Chicago. Nice to have you on the program today.
Hi, Neil.
And
nice to be here.
As illustrated by those two emails, there are two really different kinds of rest areas. Help us out in the terminology here.
Absolutely. Well, technically, a rest area named safety rest areas in the late 1950s when they became part of the legislation with the Interstate Highway Act is a non-commercial service amenity located on an interstate highway. They have bathrooms, picnic areas, information panels. Now we have vending machines, telephones. A truck stop is a commercial location, like the amenities listed in the email. You can buy a cup of coffee, of course, get gas. So that's the big difference, really, is commercial versus non-commercial.
And so there are, you know, the ones we are familiar with maybe from the New Jersey Turnpike, the Walt Whitman rest stop. That's where you can get a Needick's hot dog, a hamburger, a roast beef sandwich, some gasoline, and be on your way.
Right. And those were more a throwback to the early era of the Turnpike. And turnpikes being commercial ventures themselves, they offered commercial services in their rights of way. The interstate highway system, being a public venture, does not allow commercial services within its right of way.
And so they will just have restrooms and maybe a vista view.
Absolutely. A view, probably some information on the local landscapes. Maybe some interesting architectural elements, lots of little tidbits to be picked up about the areas that you're traveling through.
Let's see if we can get a caller on the line. And this is Buddy. Buddy calling us from Atlanta.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very good, thanks.
I usually drive around all over the United States, about 2 million miles already.
Oh, good Lord.
The nicest truck stop is in off of 75 Alligator Alleys. You can go there. You can park. You can have boats going out. A lot of things to do there. And the next one is, I don't know if you like truck stop, but Iowa 80 is a really good truck stop and have a rest area right next to it.
So we've had two votes for the I-80 truck stop in Iowa. Buddy, where are you now? Are you driving?
Oh, yeah. Traffic is bad. A lot of people, I guess, when the fuel got so low, they all decided to come out all one at a time, you know? And it's everybody's heading to all the rest areas. They're all packed up already.
Oh, well, did you pack a lunch or are you going to stop in and buy something?
No, I gotta make a delivery in Ocala, Florida, and head back to Disney World and pick up my son.
Your son is at Disney World, so you're going to pick him up for the holiday?
Yeah, I'm going to pick him up. If I make a delivery at Disney World, I usually get in for free. And they have truck parking at Disney World, too.
I did not know that. Well, Buddy, we wish you and your son a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
So long. Here's an email from Jan in Lyme, New Hampshire. The Vermont Welcome Center on I-91, just across the border from Massachusetts on the northbound side of the highway, gets a hearty vote from me, housed in a post and bean barn, and post and beam barn, that is, and surrounded by gardens, picnic areas, walking trails, and a dog park. One can rest, pick up a snack, and look at exhibits of Vermont-made crafts. And Joanna Dowling, that sounds like the rest area, the classic.
Correct. Absolutely. And welcome centers were part of that program, but they are usually located near a state line, and you're going to get a little bit more travel information, possibly bigger, sometimes more well-developed amenities at welcome centers.
And those just on the state line, because you're just crossing into that state.
Correct. And they states want to welcome you to their state, show off maybe historical sites or scenic, you know, attractions, things that you can do in their states.
Let's get Judy on the line. Judy calling us from Brooks in Kentucky.
That's right. My favorite rest stop is in West Virginia. It is about midway through the state, and it's the Tamarack exit. It has a regular welcome plaza down below, but if you just go to the right in the same area, it has artisans from all over West Virginia. You can see them doing their work. They sell the work. Plus, the food court is cooked by the Greenbrier, which...
Ah, that's a very famous place in West Virginia.
Oh, I anticipate their greens. Whenever I'm traveling to Virginia and Pennsylvania, that's where my family lives, I go out with a smile because I know I'm going to stop it and get those greens.
It's hard to imagine, Joanna Dowling. People, given our experience with a lot of rest stops, people actually looking forward to stopping at one.
Well, I'm encouraged by people looking forward to stopping at them, and different sites have different things to offer. So it's exciting when people pick up what they look forward to stop, and it keeps these programs going.
Well, this is off of 64. You just take 64 and just go straight, and then all of a sudden it'll be there, and it's just fantastic. I love it.
What's the best thing?
They have great services.
What's the best thing you bought there, Judy?
Well, actually, the best thing I bought there, I bought several little CDs and stuff like that, but the one thing I bought there is I didn't have a Christmas present for my sister-in-law, so I bought her about a 4-foot stuffed snowman.
It's better than an airport present. Judy?
Oh, it's great. I mean, I love it.
Judy, thanks very much for the call. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
You too.
Bye-bye. Let's see if we can go next to Ron. Ron is driving to a stop, as I understand. Ron, are you there?
Well, this is Ron.
Yes, hi.
Hello, and thank you for taking the call.
Go ahead, please.
Actually, I'm on my way home. I work out of Wisconsin, but I live in northeast Oklahoma, and an unusual little rest area here on Interstate 44 in a little town called Veneta. Claim to fame is it is the world's largest McDonald's. It's a giant arch.
I'm familiar with that.
You are?
I am. I know exactly what you're talking about. Over the road, right?
Yeah, I think it once was called House of Windows or something, and McDonald's thought, well, there's a beautiful arch. Let's just light it up in gold, and away we go. And, little tourist trap as well, a few souvenirs and things to be had, and now that I've heard this on the radio, I think I may just have to stop there and squish a penny.
Ron, one would be forced to point out Wisconsin to Oklahoma, that's a long commute.
Oh, well, actually, I work out of Madison, Wisconsin, but I manage sales for a manufacturer throughout the South Central United States.
I see. So you stay in one place more often than the other.
I pretty much live in hotels.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Ron.
It's a living.
There you go, as long as you're making it. Are you going home for the holidays?
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Well, drive safely.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy. So long. Bye-bye. Here's an email from Carol. Rather than favorite rest stops, I have several rest stop stories, including being robbed once in northern Oregon. Today, U.S. interstate rest stops have plumbing, but 25 years ago, there were still a lot of fairly primitive stops. I recall an urgent stop at a Midwestern outhouse no more than 10 feet from the freeway. The door had no latch, was just out of reach, and centered so as to favor a wide-open natural state. I sat facing the oncoming traffic, many of whom waved as they passed. A previous user had written in huge letters with an orange pencil, "This place sucks." Facilities have improved over time, but you describe in your on your website some of these places that have remarkable architecture.
Absolutely, and actually, Oklahoma is one of the sites that has some very interesting picnic shelters. Teepee forms were one of the popular regional images used in the late 60s, and Oklahoma has some great minimalist teepee designs throughout the state on Interstate 40. You can find those pretty close to the Golden Arches that the previous caller was talking about. Texas has some wonderful teepees. South Dakota also has some great teepee structures. And then there's also some great modern buildings that maybe at first glance you wouldn't think of as great architecture, but really reflect some of those mid-century aesthetics that were popular during the first generation of construction.
But you could nominate some unusual rest areas or even picnic benches in the Bronx, for example, on the Bronx Interstate, the Cross Bronx Expressway. It might be a burned-out Buick.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And there are many great examples regionally throughout the country that reflect the regional design of their locations. The Southwest has some great Adobe-inspired shelters, and in the Northwest there's some brick and rock-faced buildings that really fit nicely into the rustic mountainous regions.
Our guest is Joanna Dowling, a historian and founder of RestAreaHistory.org. What's your favorite rest stop? You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Let's go to Charity. Charity is driving to Vermont on the road. Charity, how are you?
I'm well. Thanks for taking my call.
So where exactly are you?
Right now I'm in Connecticut heading north to Vermont.
Okay, and what's your favorite rest stop?
My favorite rest stop is the Sharon rest stop off of I-89 in Vermont. It, of course, has free coffee, like all the rest stops off of I-89, Green Mountain Coffee Roasters. But the most remarkable thing is it processes its own waste using a living machine.
A living machine?
A living machine. It's a kind of a giant, and you can walk through it. They've organized it so that people stopping can actually see what's going on. They have tanks, and somehow, I'm not a scientist, they process the waste using plants. And
Is this one of those things that it's wise that it's not placed next to a fast food restaurant?
Maybe. Yeah, it's in the mountains. It's in the Green Mountains. So it's really pretty as well. And they have picnic benches and things outside so you can have your lunch and look at the view.
And watch it being processed. Okay. Charity, drive safely, okay?
Thank you.
And have a happy holiday.
Same to you.
Bye-bye. This is from Sandra by email. My favorite rest stop is the Trail of Tears rest stop in southern Illinois. It commemorates the tragic forced removal of Cherokee Indians from the southeastern region of the country to the west. The photos and the story are an indictment of the cruelty they experienced. Joanna, are you familiar with that one?
You know, I am not familiar actually with that rest area specifically, but I think that's a great example of the emphasis that can be found in a lot of rest areas is that educational aspect, and that really was a consciously done on the part of DOT developers in the late 50s, 60s through today, is that educational aspect. And also as a means of entertaining people and occupying them, so maybe they'll stay in the rest area a little bit longer, rest from that weary road travel, which, you know, we all understand, traveling on the interstate for miles at a time. And the whole point is to make our highways safer. So if you spend a little more time in the rest area, you'll be a little more fresh when you get back behind the wheel.
Let's go talk to Joe. Joe's with us from Natick in Massachusetts.
Yeah, my favorite rest stop is the place of complete tackiness, south of the border, I-95 south, across the North Carolina-South Carolina line. It's just everything you can want in a quiche.
I think the signs for that begin just south of Hudson's Bay. It's one of the best advertised rest stops in the country other than, Wall Drugs in way out west.
Yeah, I mean, you walk into the building and all you see is fireworks. It's like, thank you. I didn't know I could actually get these and take them home.
In some states, if you try to take them home, you are in violation of the law, which I'm sure is strictly enforced.
My own home, yes. That's
yes.
The problem.
Yeah. Joe, thank you.
And it's a putt-putt and a miniature golf. It's just a great place of tackiness. I love it.
All right, Joe. Thanks very much. Drive safely and happy Thanksgiving for you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Nancy in Rochester, New York, the Blue Bend Diner in Bennington, Vermont. You can get a California burrito or a stack of pancakes with Vermont maple syrup that'll make you want to take a nap. There are the pies that will clog your arteries, always packed with locals and holiday travelers. The bathroom is cold enough to be an outhouse, and the floor is tilting, but then you're there for the food. Suzanne in Menlo Park, California. My husband's and my favorites are any rest stops along I-80 in Nebraska. We drive cross-country every summer, and Nebraska's rest stops are unfailingly attractive. Their restrooms are spit-polished clean, and their on-site travel desk are staffed with folks with lots of local knowledge. It just doesn't get any better than that. Peggy in Ann Arbor, Michigan. One of the prettiest rest stops is located on Highway 2 in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, approximately 1 hour north of the Mackinac Bridge, and looks out over Lake Michigan. It is really gorgeous. We've got a stack of these coming in. America, Joanna Dowling, loves their rest stops.
Well, I think that's fantastic. And I would just, you know, encourage people to start looking, you know, when you stop and think about a lot of these sites are becoming historic sites. And I think it's great when the newer sites are appreciated because they're clean and they have great service amenities. But from my perspective as a historian, we want to start looking at the origins of the sites and some of those less savory restrooms, which I don't, you know, honestly enjoy using any more than everybody else, but they have a history to them, and it's important to recognize some of that. So there's definitely a layering of experience here, and I am very encouraged by all of this feedback coming in. I think it's fantastic.
Joanna Dowling is an historian, the founder of restareahistory.org. There's a link to her website at npr.org/talk. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Neil.
We'll end with this one from Eric via email. My favorite rest stop is the wayside at Turnagain Pass, about 50 miles south of Anchorage, Alaska. The setting is visually stunning, and it's the perfect distance for those who didn't go before they left on the trip. Tomorrow, Ask Amy's Amy Dickinson solves your gift-giving dilemmas, and we hear from our friend and colleague Gwen Tompkins, who's spending the holiday far from home in Congo. We'll hope you'll tune in for that. If not, or even if you do, have a happy Thanksgiving. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.